It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:39, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, what a strange way to wrap up your career with what's going on right now. But Dr. Teresa Amott, Knox College president, is going to be putting a wrap on the career at the end of this school year. And she joins us this morning. Dr. Amott, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Tom.
Well, you know, it's just such a, and I guess it doesn't matter what you do for a living, where you're at in life. None of us have ever had a year like 2020 and all this crazy thing, all these crazy things that are going on. Did you ever think that wrapping up your final year, you'd have such crazy things going on?
No, I didn't. And as you said, you know, I've been in higher ed now for more than 50 years and never, ever imagined that we would be delivering a full college experience to students in the way that we're doing it this time. It's really been a wild ride, but we're doing it. And we have 1,130 students studying with us. About 80% of them are in person. About 20% of them are learning remotely. Some of them actually in Galesburg learning remotely, but just not coming to the campus. They might have, you know, health conditions that put them at extra risk. But if you put it all together, it's on the one hand, we're still, you know, we're teaching organic chemistry and students are reading great books and people are studying the election. We're doing all of the things we normally do, but we're doing it 6 feet apart and masked and under tents and on screens, and it's just a very, very different experience.
Absolutely. Dr. Teresa Amott, Knox College president, joining us here this morning. Talk, Dr. Amott, about the process. And, you know, obviously there was the end to last school year was a sudden thing, but you had a little bit of time coming into the fall semester to kind of figure out what you were going to do. Kind of talk about that process and how you made your decisions.
Right. So we put together four task forces. Of course, the most important one was the health and wellness task force. Another one was on educational delivery. How are we going to actually deliver the content? One was on facilities, because we knew that we were going to have to make some real adjustments in the size of the classroom and how many, you know, students we could fit inside at a time. And one was just looking at the finances and the legal issues that are associated with this. So those four task forces, they had mostly administrators and staff, but every single one of them had a large number of faculty and some students. Of course, we didn't have students on campus, so their participation was limited to what they could do on screens. And each one of those groups had a charge, and they had deliverables, and they had deadlines, and they had to sit down and figure out all of this stuff. And so, you know, for all of us, that meant doing a lot of research, which, by the way, is what we train students to do and what all the faculty are trained to do. That's what you do your PhD in, is you do research and you figure things out and you learn things you didn't know before. So a lot of research. Then we had to make decisions on that timeline, very tight timeline and sequenced, right? There's certain things that had to be decided first, and then they created other decisions. Then we had to implement those decisions. Again, all of this happening at the same time. We now are in a situation where we're actually, you know, executing those decisions and getting feedback. Did we make the right decisions? Do we have to adjust things? And the world is changing all the time. So an example of that is when we started this decision making in way back in March, there was one form of test, the PCR test. That's a gold standard test. It's we reached out to community partners, and I want to really say thank you to OSF that has been our community testing partner and has done a wonderful, wonderful job for us. But that was the test now. Then today we're in conversations, for example, with the University of Illinois to see if we might be able to participate in their SHIELD initiative, which is a saliva test. And that's a lot less invasive and it's faster, but it's also a PCR test, so it's accurate. So the situation's constantly shifting. We're constantly doing that, do the research, make new decisions, you know, implement those decisions, and then evaluate to see if we're doing the right thing. So when I said it was kind of a wild scramble, it was, let's just say it was not a restful summer for anybody on our campus.
Dr. Teresa Amott, Knox College president, joining us here this morning. Dr. Amott, you had mentioned, and if anybody's been by the campus, you've seen the tents out there doing some classroom work outside. What, I mean, as far as the weather goes, is there any timeline on when are you going to be able to keep doing that, or are you just going to kind of play it by ear?
Well, one of the research we have to do is we have to all suddenly become weather forecasters, too. For example, if we were to learn that there were straight line winds coming, we'd have to jump into action. We're waiting, obviously, for the last possible moment to take those the tents down because the being outdoors is a lot safer. We have ordered some units, some air protection units, six of them that will be arriving in October and early November. And these have high efficiency filters. They have ultraviolet light. They process the air. They, you know, exchange air. And we're going to put them in some of our older buildings. I mean, as you can imagine, Old Main, which we all love very much, but is nonetheless not an advanced system for air exchange. Some of our newer buildings, on the other hand, are already exchanging air at a very rapid rate. And you know, we run the fans all the time now, all things that many businesses in town are learning to do. So we'll move indoors, and maybe some will have to be moving more onto the screen. The in-person lectures will probably all have to move onto screens unless we can find big enough spaces to do them. So all of that will be changing as the weather changes, but, of course, nobody can predict it. So we'll wait and see.
Knox College President Dr. Teresa Mott joining us here this morning. Of course, you're going to be retiring at the end of the school year. Talk a little bit about the future. It's kind of hard to predict right now because who thought this year would be the way it is. But talk a little bit about the future of Knox College and what you see.
Right. I mean, I would say that the capacity of the college to really shift into this new mode of adaptation and to do well at it, just to be very clear, we, on the health and safety side, we've done, you know, 2,500 tests of students, and we've only identified 13 positive results. So we are doing a very good job of keeping our students safe. Of course, the virus is rising in the community. We all know that. Right now, the college is actually a safer place to be, but that could change. It could change at a moment's notice. So I would say that we are rising to the challenge of COVID, and we are adapting, but it's causing a hit financially on every institution of higher ed. Every single one of us has lost room and board, and in Knox in particular, we've lost international students. The travel restrictions and other restrictions, visa restrictions, mean that the 20% of our students that are international, that number has dropped off very substantially. Now, some of them are learning remotely in other time zones and things, but that will cause a continuing financial strain on the college. So we're going to have to develop other revenue sources. We're going to have to think about different kinds of programs. We're going to have to see if there's something we can continue to do remotely that would bring in new revenue to the college. That's the same story for every institution of higher ed. We have a strong endowment. I will say that the other thing that the pandemic has done for us is it has really demonstrated the strength of our donor base. If you know any Knox alums, you'll know they are loyal, loyal, loyal. And they have come through for us. They came through in funds to help students who were really seriously affected during the pandemic, to help us buy technology, to get wireless to students who don't have Wi-Fi. All of those things have helped the college. And we continue to build the endowment, and we continue to reach out to our donors with special requests. But it will, you know, it will cause all of us in higher ed to have to take a little bit of a fresh look at how we maintain ourselves, how our business model for financial sustainability needs to be adapted.
Absolutely. Dr. Teresa Mott, Knox College President, joining us here this morning. She'll be retiring at the end of the school year. And Dr. Mott, I know we'll get you on later in the school year and talk a little bit about your experiences at Knox and your future as well. But I really want to thank you so much this morning for taking some time with us and kind of keeping us updated on what's happening at Knox College.
Well, thanks much, Carmen. I look forward to coming back.